Hi, my name's Leslie Wall. I am a Catholic writer who writes adventurous mysteries for teens. I'm also a convert to Catholicism. So the devotion to Mary was something that was pretty foreign to me, and it took a long time until I felt like I had some understanding of this special love. There are, of course, many aspects to Mary, but one part of her life has always struck a special chord with me, the Visitation. I picture a young Mary, scared, overwhelmed, and unsure of her future. Something incredible has happened to her, but who can she tell? But all that changes when she goes to visit Elizabeth. There is suddenly someone who knows what she's going through. Someone she can confide in. Someone who understands the unexplainable. Someone who is older and maybe gave her some words of wisdom to help her through the trials to come. And don't we all need that? I look back on my life and the big changes and chapters all had one thing in common. A wise mentor who helped guide me. There was my mother who encouraged my creativity. A teacher who liked my writing. The spiritual advisor who helped guide my faith through adolescence, the deacon who offered wise words before marriage, the friends with older children who patiently answered my new mother questions, the acquaintance who offered to be my RCIA sponsor when I decided to join the Catholic Church, the writing mentor who helped me become a published author, and the friends who have helped me continue to grow in my faith. I'll never forget any of these amazing people who've helped me become who I am today, and now I try to do what I can to mentor others. It seems to me this is what Mary does so beautifully for us. Elizabeth was Mary's mentor, and Mary took that kindness and grace and became a guide for others. Mary even was the one to encourage her son that he was ready to begin his public ministry at the wedding feast at Cana. I picture Mary as a mother figure and mentor to the apostles while Jesus lived and after his resurrection. She has been a mentor and guide to millions through her apparitions, and she wants to be our faithful guide as well. I once asked an author friend of mine if she had an agent to guide her career. She replied that the only agent she ever needed was our Blessed Mother Mary, who had been guiding her through her life and had always done a wonderful job. That beautiful testimony has always stuck with me. I now ask for Mary's help and guidance as well. Sometimes during my daily rosary, my mind wanders, but I think sometimes that is Mary guiding me with new ideas to use my talents to guide others to her son, Jesus. So I encourage everyone to seek your own mentors, to accept help and guidance others have to offer. And most important, don't forget to let Mary be your guide and mentor as you use the amazing gifts and talents that God has blessed you with and that can help others grow closer to God.